Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. It is Redmen Bite Size, a bite-sized look at everything happening around Liverpool Football Club today on Thursday, the 27th of July. And my word, has it been a busy day already. Even going back to yesterday evening and beyond, all kinds of movement and shakement going on at the club. Liverpool have confirmed the future of Jordan Henderson. There's an update on the Fabinho transfer to Saudi as well, and things seem to be heating up in their move for the man's replacement as well. Let's start off then with Jordan Henderson. So yes, finally his deal and move to Al Ettifaq with Steven Gerrard has been confirmed by the football club. On LiverpoolFC.com, James Cowell writes, Liverpool Football Club can confirm Jordan Henderson has completed a transfer to Al Ettifaq. The move to the Saudi Pro League side sees the midfielder bring an end to his 12-year Reds career, during which he lifted 8 trophies, all but one of which as club captain. Henderson moved to Anfield from Sunderland in the summer of 2011 as then-manager Sir Kenny Dalglish added him to the ranks. There's a brief history of his time at the football club, of course, and then it ends with, as his Anfield chapter now comes to a close with the move to Al Ettifaq in Saudi Arabia, everyone at Liverpool Football Club wishes to place on record their thanks and gratitude for everything Jordan Henderson did for the club during his 12 years as a Red. Yes, this follows on from a video released on Henderson's own social media accounts in which he said, thank you to the Liverpool supporters for allowing me to be a part of your club and for supporting through the good and bad all over the world and the sacrifices made. It's hard to put these last 12 years into words, and it's even harder to say goodbye. I will always be a Red until the day I die. Thank you for everything. You'll never walk alone, Jordan. Also saying, I can't lie, there have been hard times, really hard times. When I look back at my career at Liverpool, it will always be the good times that I remember. And those good times, where do I start? Being made the captain of Liverpool Football Club was one of the greatest honours of my life. From the day the armband was passed to me, I did everything I could to behave like a Liverpool captain should. But the biggest honours at Liverpool weren't individual, they were collective. All of us, all of you together. Yeah, yeah, definitely, again, a sad moment for lots. I think, it obviously, on the back of an expected deal, it's been dragging out for longer than really it should have done. You know, video came out yesterday of Jordan Henderson in his first training session with Al Ettifaq before there'd been confirmation from either player or either of the clubs involved that this deal had been confirmed. And, you know, talk that perhaps the rumours that Liverpool's media team were basically all on holiday off the back of the training camp and looking ahead to their travels to Singapore, that no one was available to actually finish work or do work on a video. Jordan Henderson's video itself is very rough and ready. You know, it's got the right sentiment and heart behind it, but not to the level, I think, of, you know, a departing captain, the most decorated Liverpool captain of all time. But yeah, definitely bittersweet end to what has been, I suppose, I think it's a bittersweet career at Liverpool, really, but one that ultimately saw him rise from obscurity, from the fringes, from the edge, from being very, very maligned as a footballer by a number of fans and even, you know, management, Brendan Rodgers being one looking to move him on, to becoming the captain of the club and to lift in every major honour and inventing the Hendo Shuffle on the way. Yeah, again, he will go with everyone's fondest regards, of course. the thing, of course, that you know will still be spoken about is, of course, the legacy that's left and the potential damage it's done in the minds of Liverpool's LGBTQ plus supporters. But yes, we've done a lot of coverage on that over on the Redmen Originals podcast this week, so do check that out if you want more chat and debate around those issues.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's move things forward then. The Athletic and James Pearce, Fabinho set for Al Ettihad transfer after Liverpool leave midfielder out of tour squad. Fabinho has been left out of the Liverpool squad for the pre-season trip to Singapore, with the midfielder expected to complete his switch to Saudi Arabian side Al Ittihad. The move had been in jeopardy earlier in the week as talk stalled over the payment structure of the transfer. However, negotiations have since resumed, with all parties committed to getting the deal done. The Brazil international was targeted in a $40 million package by Al Ittihad as Saudi Pro League sides continue their summer of spending after the country's public investment fund took control of the four biggest clubs. Al Ittihad's bid to recruit Fabinho saw him left out of manager Jürgen Klopp's squad for a summer training camp in Germany, from which they returned to the UK on Monday. They fly to Singapore on Thursday, and the week-long trip will see them play friendlies against Leicester and Bayern Munich. So yes, there was a little suggestion yesterday that the deal was on the verge of collapse, that Fabinho would have to report back to the AXA for training, and whether that would throw into, you know, further crisis Liverpool's attempts to bolster those kind of positions on the pitch. But by all accounts, no, it looks like things have been picked up. A tweet from Fabrizio Romano backs this up, saying, "Fabinho deal. Liverpool are waiting for Al Ittihad to send all the official documents and check it to give final green light. Al Ittihad president on it since Sunday." Paul Joyce said, "Renewed expectation that Fabinho, $40 million move to Al Ittihad, will go ahead after the deal stored over payment terms to Liverpool. Talk started again," and then goes on to speak about Romeo Lavia, who we'll come to in a moment. So yeah, Fabinho edging closer, feels a bit more drawn out really than this one should have been. The $40 million bid accepted in the early, you know, a couple of weeks now ago at least. And this felt like it was going to be completed far long before the Jordan Henderson one. But yeah, even though the Henderson one itself has been a bit of a mess, this one, yeah, seems to be still dragging on for now. But I guess renewed optimism that Fabinho, for Fabinho anyway, that his move to Saudi Arabia will be completed sooner rather than later. Before we talk about Romeo Lavia, I just want to also mention the news and a bit of a setback with regards to the expansion of Anfield. It was hoped that Liverpool's opening home game against Bournemouth would be the first in front of a 61,000 capacity crowd. However, the £80 million project to expand the Anfield Road stand will now have a phased opening. This is by thisanfield.com, which the club expect to be fully completed in October. Apparently the capacity for the opening game against Bournemouth will now be around 51,000, which is 3,000 less than the capacity that we saw ever since the opening of the main stand, the expanded main stand. So yes, reduced capacity and a phased opening to follow. Liverpool's managing director Andy Hughes says, unfortunately, the upper tier of the Anfield Road stand is not quite ready for the Bournemouth game. The main contractor, Buckingham, will therefore work with Liverpool City Council's licensing team to deliver a phased opening process. As with any complex major construction project of this scale, there are always so many variables and challenges along the way. We appreciate everyone's patience and understanding while we work through the next few weeks with Buckingham to complete this programme, and we can't wait to have this great new Anfield Road stand fully open for supporters. The expectation, according to This Is Anfield, is that the stand will be completely finished in October in time for the Merseyside derby on October 21st, which is tantalising to say the very least. But yeah, real disappointment. I mean, I was at that Leicester game when the main stand was open fully for the first time. Randomly enough, I'd done LFC TV a couple of days before, so got to sit in an empty Anfield and seeing it filled to the brim, and the noise that started to come from it, which was a very unusual experience to hear singing and chanting starting in the main stand. Yeah, I was really looking forward to seeing, you know, the Anfield Road end in full flight. But yet it will be the bottom tier, which has had minimal change, which will continue to be open, but the top tier itself is not quite ready just yet. Right, let's move things on again. Transfer news. It's boring talking about transfers out. Let's talk transfers in. And Fabrizio Romano tweeted yesterday that he understands Liverpool's new formal bid for Romeo Lavia is almost ready, around 42.5 million guaranteed plus 2.5 million add-ons, up to total 45 million package. Liverpool want to be fast as Chelsea are still interested in Lavia, keeping close eye. Arsenal gone quiet as Thomas Partey could now stay. And then this morning, Sasha Tovalieri, who has spoken to Redman TV about this this week, says second bid from Liverpool for Romeo Lavia officially being sent this morning on a £45 million deal, bonus included. Work's now ongoing to find the right structure with meticulous talks to ensure that bonuses are achievable. Installments also being discussed. Saints expected to get a done deal in the next few days. Players just waiting for it, and that will allow him to undergo a medical to complete the transfer so he can be part of the summer camp in Singapore, as personal terms are already agreed, as announced previously. Matter of time. So yes, Romeo Lavia heating up. Looks like this will be the next signing in through the door for the Reds, and I guess fingers crossed means that he will be able to take part in that Singapore training. And hopefully, you know, he played he made an appearance with Southampton in their preseason game in the week. It means he should be okay in terms of his general level of fitness. He shouldn't be too far behind. With Bayern Munich, of course, the second of the Singapore games, probably the more likely of the two. But of course, you know, still some T's to cross and I's to dot in the meantime. But yeah, it feels as though from the updates we're seeing that the Romeo Lavia deal is more likely to get completed than not, and hopefully in the coming hours, or at least as mentioned there by Sasha Tovalieri, in the coming days at the very, very most. Right, that is it from the news stories, but don't worry, there's plenty more from us. Two things: our brand new limited edition book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, is now available to order. Yes, they have landed on our doorstep. There was a giant pallet arrived filled with these beautiful looking books. It is a brilliant and vibrant look back on the Liverpool career of a cop legend with great stories, stats, photos and artwork. You can get yours ordered now at redmenmerch.com. It is a premium edition. It is A4 format. It is huge and it is beautiful. It would be an ideal gift for yourself, for a partner, friend, family member, loved one, anyone who likes Bobby Firmino or loves Liverpool Football Club would be absolutely delighted, I can guarantee, to find this when they unwrap it and see it magnificent in their hands. Yeah, it was a real labour of love, and I'm so proud of what we've been able to pull together. And yes, they've dropped from the printers. They're great, and they're on the store, available to buy right now. So head to redmanmerch.com. And yes, if you want to keep up to date with all the latest transfer news, we have got a raft of Romeo Lavia content which you can fill your boots with in video and in podcast form. Specials from the Southampton perspective. There is an interview with a writer from the Hampshire Live giving an insight vote from Mark Wyatt, who's a Southampton journalist, and the coach's perspective with Arno van den Abeel, who coached Romeo Lavia at 15 years old, as well as Neil Jones, Jano Insights, and a whole lot more as well. So yes, head to redmenplus.com, sign up and get those videos and podcasts in your eyes, face and ears. Anyway, that's it from Redmen Bite Size. From me, Paul Meachin.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.